But first, we go to Bonn, Germany, where we speak to our Deutsche Welle correspondent, Daniel Peltz, giving us some news and views of what is happening in Germany and the European continent. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
No, we're doing very well. Like you, preparing for a election here in South Africa. We have a local government, municipal elections, around hundreds of municipalities in the country in about 5 weeks. But Germany is preparing to take 60 million Germans to the polls to elect a new parliament. It is an election that has emotions running very, very high. What is probably considered probably the most hard-fought election in modern German history. And despite numerous opinion polls, nobody can say for sure how the next German government will look like. All we do know is that Angela Merkel will not be in charge of a government. She steps down after 16 years. What is the latest there?
Well, the opinion polls are suggesting that the Social Democrats, which are the junior partner in the current government, are in the lead at the moment. Social Democrats and their chancellor, their candidate for the chancellorship, Olaf Scholz. But they also suggest it's a neck-to-neck race with the Christian Democrats, the party of Chancellor Merkel. So we are really going to see. All eyes are on the elections on Sunday, and we are all curious to see how the results are going to look like in the end.
How is the mood amongst Germans, especially as you've come out of a third wave of coronavirus infections? You have a country that is moving steady further and further to its vaccination target. And then at the same time, you have politics to look at. 16 years after Angela Merkel first became the chancellor in that country. What is the mood of Germans?
I think many Germans are really very excited to see how this election will end, and also opinion polls suggest that Germans are very open to a new government coming in. I mean, Angela Merkel ruled, as you said, for 16 years, and she won all of the previous elections, and it was always pretty clear that she would win those elections if you were looking at the opinion polls beforehand. And this time round, it's all different. And also the other issue is that we really don't know how the next government will look like, because for the first time in modern German history, it might take three parties that might need to come together to form a coalition. We are used to coalition governments that are made up of two parties, but we really have to wait and see how the elections will play out in the end, but it might be the first time that we are getting a government that consists of three parties.
What generally, how does a German election voter turnout look like, and how do you think possible concerns over coronavirus, what impact that could have on voter turnout?
Well, I think this time round, more people than ever before are going to vote by mail-in ballot. Traditionally, people go to the polling stations and cast their votes there on election day. You can vote by mail-in ballot, for example, if you are sick or if you are going to be on holiday and you're not going to be able to go to the polling station. So mail-in ballots are nothing new in Germany, really, but that many people who are going to use that option. So there are no concerns, I think, among the majority of voters, because our postal service is fairly reliable, and they have said very clearly that they are going to be able to deliver ballots on time. But you have smaller minorities of people, also especially from the right-wing political arena, that might use this in the end to also cast doubt on the credibility of the elections. But as I said, the vast majority of Germans is convinced that it's going to be a fair election, even if many people use the mail-in ballot.
As a modern, mature democracy where coalitions have formed governments before, and at the same time still a stable democracy, coalitions in South Africa familiar on a local municipal level. We've not crossed that bridge yet at a provincial or a national level yet in South Africa. How long could it take for it's likely to go again to a coalition style government? How long does it take for after an election for the German government to be formed, coalition agreements signed, and to get the state working optimally again? How long would it take to form a government?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question, I think, at the moment. And really, nobody can say that for sure. But it might well take months, really depends on the election results. The thing is that at the moment, we don't have three parties that really want to go together. So that's going to be very tricky in the end to find three parties that can agree on a coalition agreement and form the next government. So there was probably going to be a lot of horse trading, a lot of back and forth. We have to see how the results are going to look like in the end, but we might then have a period where it might take some months even before we have a new government in place. But until then, the old government will remain in place in an acting capacity.
Daniel Pence, our colleague at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, all the best. Look forward to speaking to you next week.